Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-866-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. I want to tell you today that you've got a God that you serve that is so great. May the Lord abundantly bless your hopes and dreams, bring blessings out of your trials and challenges, and bless others through your hands and heart.
Oh, boy.
Hi, Charlie.
Happy
oh, my goodness. Bless you. Wow. This is so fun. Oh, and birthdays all over the place to all of you. I don't know when your birthdays are, but God bless you to have a great life, a fulfilling life. That's what I pray for you. Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. Hi, Heather. Thank you, Heather. Thank you, Charlie. Oh, thank you. Wow. I am so grateful for Crawford for 27 years of being a part of an organization. I'm not an employee or anything like that, but being a part of an organization that the organization talks about loving God and serving Jesus Christ, and I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for Mr. Crawford. I'm grateful for Don Jr., who has been a light for this organization. That is such a blessing. Oh, now to get back to the radio. You are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. There's a time in your life when you're wanting your needs being met. And part of that definition, and it's in the Amplified in Philippians 4:19, is that God comes at the appropriate and perfect time. And we may not think it's appropriate and perfect all the time. Sometimes we think he's so late, but God never is late. He's a perfect God who knows how to present the need that you have being met in a perfect way. So I want you to know that. God is such a loving God, such a wonderful God. And I'm so grateful for him. Oh, thank you for your cards wishing me a happy birthday. And I receive every promise and wish for a full and productive life for you serving the Lord. Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. And when you get to my age, mortality begins to be more of a big subject. I asked the Lord to give me, it's 7 more years now to the age of 85 to be on radio. And I believe he's going to give that to me. I asked him that 2 years ago. Father God, give me more life on this radio, more life to be able to tell others about the love of Jesus. And that's why I'm here. I'm not an evangelist, you know, asking people to receive Jesus. I'm what you would call maybe a cheerleader. I'm cheerleader for you. I'm wanting you to know Jesus in the deepest way so that he will fulfill everything that he has for you on your assignment here on this earth. I've received some awesome scriptures in emails, and I'm just going to read them. They're going to absolutely help you, encourage you, maybe even challenge you. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Isaiah 60 verse 1 says, "Arise, shine, for the glory of the Lord has risen upon you." John 3 verse 21 in the Passion says, "Those who love and practice the truth will come out into the light and welcome its exposure, for the light will reveal that their fruitful works are produced by God." The light is going to beam in on all that you've accomplished in doing Jesus' will. And what is the work that Jesus wants you to do? To believe in him. That's the work that you do on this earth, to believe in him and grow deeper and deeper in him. Oh, so that's a great verse, John 3, verse 21. And it goes right along with Acts 17, verse 28. "In him I live and move and have my being, praise God." Psalm 92, verse 14 in the Passion. "In your presence they will still overflow and be anointed. Even in old age they will produce fruit." "They will remain vital and green. They will declare, 'The Lord is just. He is my rock. There is no evil in him.'" Oh, I love those words that Creflo gave today. I have faith in God's faithfulness. I have faith in God's faithfulness. That's what I have faith in, God's faithfulness, that he's going to accomplish for me what I have asked and what he plans for me. Praise the Lord. And I hope you feel the same way. John 15, verse 5 in the New Living Translation says, "Yes, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit." Did you hear that? You remain in him and he is in you. He is. Jesus, Spirit of Jesus, is in you. Praise God. "And will produce much fruit apart from me, you can do nothing." Boy, and I have learned that in this life. Apart from Jesus, I don't accomplish very much at all. In fact, yesterday I was talking about what a mess I was in until God brought John into my life and then brought Darren into my life. And my precious father had always guided me. You know, he was away from me those 4 years in college. But I praise God for those wonderful men in my life and women, of course. John 15, verse 7 and 8. "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it shall be done for you. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples." This brings great glory to my Father. This is what Jesus said. Oh, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. You will produce much fruit. And this brings great glory to my Father. Yes, he's pleased with you. Do you know God smiles at you? He does. When he thinks of you, when he mentions you by name, there's a big smile on his face. I want you to know that. It reminds me of the time Darren says, "Do you know God listens to our radio program?" And I said, "What?" He said, "Yeah. You know, God listens to our radio program. We expound the word every day. We talk about the word. We teach the word. God loves that. And he listens to our program." Oh, praise God. I was talking to our mail carrier, Mike, just yesterday about the harsh winter we've had. And oh, these precious mail carriers. I've prayed for him often. He's been this neighborhood's mail carrier for 20 years that I've been here. And he agreed. He said that he hasn't seen the cold temperatures and the ice storms like this winter. So I can say it's time to celebrate the first full day of spring and the prospect of a warm and glorious summer ahead. Take a walk and get an ice cream cone to celebrate the solar equinox, the moment in time when the sun crosses the Earth's equator, which is to say it appears directly above the equator rather than north or south of the equator. On that day of the equinox, the sun appears to rise due east and it sets due west. This occurs twice each year around the 20th of March and the 23rd of September. What a wonderful time in history of the world to be alive. I am so grateful and to look forward to the return of Jesus Christ. And a happy spring to all of you. I pray that this year will be a glorious time for you to dig deeper into God's word, see more relationships be maybe even restored, maybe relationships that you haven't had good relationships with people, they be restored, and God will be with you. Our memory verse for this week is John 14, verse 13. In the Message, it says, "From now on, whatever you request along the lines of who I am and what I am doing, I'll do it." What does he say? Why does that Message say "from now on"? It's because we don't get those requests made if we're not born again. if we're not in Jesus Christ. If we just think about him on Christmas, or as some of you say, Easter, or on some of these special days, maybe the christening of a son or daughter, and the rest of the year you don't even think of him, well, then don't expect to have your prayers answered. In fact, if you don't know him, why are you praying? Prayers are for those who know Christ Jesus, and he's going to answer your prayers. So that's why I want to say, from now on, whatever you request along the lines of who I am and what I am doing, I'll do it. That's how the Father will be seen for who he is in the Son. See, the Father's in the Son. Whatever you request in this way, I'll do it. And then the Passion Translation, John 14, verse 13 says, "For I will do whatever you ask me to do when you ask me in my name." And that is how the Son will show what the Father is really like and bring glory to him. Ask me anything in my name, and I will do it for you. Okay, after I said that verse, okay, I see some of you, your brains are going lickety-split over that question. You're saying, well, Barbara, why don't I get my prayer request answered? Well, where are you in Jesus Christ? Is it God's will? Do you know it's God's will? Have you learned enough about him that you know he loves you? Are you believing by faith in Jesus' name? You got to answer all those questions, because those are conditions that base this question. How do I get my prayers answered? It brings it into fruition. If you truly want Jesus in your life, truly want him in your life to be a daily part of your life. Hebrews, let's look at some verses of scripture that give us some confidence in our prayers getting answered. Hebrews 10, verse 19 through 25 in the Message says, "So friends, we can now without hesitation walk right up to God, into the holy place." Do you feel comfortable walking right up to God, into the holy place? Do you feel comfortable about that? You should, because there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. So Jesus has cleared the way by the blood of his sacrifice, acting as our priest before God. The curtain into God's presence is his body. So let's do it, full of belief, confident that we're presentable inside and out. Let's keep a firm grip on the promises that keep us going. He always keeps his word. He is not a God that he should lie. That's in Numbers 23:19. I'll tell you, if Balaam said anything good, he said Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent. He has nothing to repent for. Praise God. So we know that we can go full of belief, confident that we're presentable inside and out. Let's keep a firm grip on the promises that keep us going. He always keeps his word. Let's see how inventive we can be in encouraging love and helping out. That's our brothers and sisters. Remember that three-letter word that I gave you maybe several months ago now, the word joy. It's Jesus, others, and you. Joy. Jesus first, others, and you. It's a beautiful word to take apart and realize that you are there to encourage others, to love them and help out. Not avoiding worshiping together as some do, but spurring each other on, especially as we see the big day approaching, the day that Jesus comes back. Hallelujah. So what are you believing for? Are you affirming God's promises in your daily life by saying the scriptures that pertain to what you're asking for? See, that's our confession. We confess those affirmations in scriptures where we are expecting a miracle. For instance, if you have an issue in your physical life, you can use scriptures like 1 Peter 2:24. He bore our sins in his body on the cross that we might die to sin and live for righteousness, because by his wounds you were healed. Stand on that little verse. By your wounds, Father God, by your wounds, Lord Jesus, I was healed. I was healed at the cross. I stand believing that. And that's one of the scriptures if you have a physical issue. Another one is Romans 8:11. That same spirit that lives in you, that same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. And he will quicken and make alive your mortal body, your physical body. So you take the scriptures on which you are asking God for answers for. And even with scriptures on finances, he will give you power to make wealth. That's Deuteronomy 8:18. And God says in Isaiah 48:17, I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit, who leads you in the way you should go. You look up those kinds of scriptures knowing God is going to bring it to pass. Oh, he's such a wonderful God. So is your belief system high and expecting God to move in your life? His spiritual promises to be manifest in your physical life. Are you thinking in that way? Or are you full of doubt? You don't need to tell him about your issue. He already knows about it. He wants you to give him the answer. And the answer is his word. I believe that's the least looked at kind of message that Christians have today. They do not open their mouth. They do not give scriptures as to the area in which they're asking God for answers. They do not. Most, I would say, I hate to put percentages, but I would say 90% of the Christians, the body of Jesus Christ, do not know verses of scripture to help them in their area of need. I can safely say that. I've been on the air for 26, 27 years, and it has been that way. I remember when Darren used to say to people that had a financial need, give me three scriptures on finances. And there was this long hesitation, duh. And then, you know, if somebody had a physical need, Darren would say, give me three scriptures on physical healing, and they wouldn't be able to answer. So that's what I see, the ignorance in the body of Jesus Christ today. Today, after all these thousands of years, today. So don't be afraid. Do not fear. He loves you. God loves you. And the answer for your prayer request may actively involve you in that answer. And I say it does. I get so many, oh, please pray. Barbara, please pray. You pray. You pray. I want to agree with what you're agreeing with. That's what I want to agree in prayer, what you're standing on, the verse of scripture. And I'll tell you, friends, probably 75% of you who ask for prayer requests do not have verses of scriptures on your prayer requests. I know I'm getting a little serious today. It's my birthday, okay, so I can do this. But I'm just praying to God that you will get it. You will finally get it and send me scriptures that you're standing on so I can agree with you. I do want to agree with you. I want to agree for healing. I want to agree with you for financial success. I want to agree with you for restoration in your relationships. So you might really think that you aren't involved in this, but oh, you are. You are totally involved in what you're asking for. So believe, my friend, and receive the wonderful promises God has for you. My confession for today by Rick Renner, I boldly declare that I am confident when I come to God in prayer. I am so confident and comfortable. See, I told you just a few minutes ago, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of coming to God, because Jesus beckons me to come to the Father with bold, frank, and confident request. I make my needs known to God and fully expect him to answer me. Fully expect him to answer me. That's faith. He is my Father. I am his child. He wants me to be bold enough to ask him to meet my needs, and he promises never to withhold any good thing from me. And that's from Psalm 84, verse 11. If anything, I am so grateful that God has taught me his word, partially his word. I will never be like some people like Hal Lindsey or Rick Renner. I'm not that kind of astute Bible scholar, but I know enough scriptures that when I have a need, I know where to go. I go to the word of God. Oh, I love that affirmation by Rick Renner today. I boldly declare that I'm confident when I come to God in prayer. Oh, he's my friend. He's my friend, just as you are friends. Don't you have a friend that you can truly talk to? be comfortable with and confident that they're going to encourage you or pray with you in agreement. That's the way I feel about my father. Oh, he's wonderful. And he will not withhold any good thing from you. Psalm 90, verse 1 through 17, a prayer of Moses, the man of God, says, Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or even you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, and like a watch in the night. You carry them away like a flood, and they are like a sleep. That's your past. That's your past. He just does away with it. You don't have to worry about your past. It's gone. You can't do anything about it anyway. In the morning, the days are like grass which flourishes and grows up. In the evening, it is cut down and withers. That's the past. It's cut down and it withers, and you don't worry about it anymore. That's one thing I've had to overcome, that worry. Oh, it filled my life. But now I am free in Jesus Christ. It was for freedom that Jesus set you free, my friend. Well, I'm going to have my favorite singer sing a song today. My favorite singer is John Wells. And here's a prayer of Solomon's. O Lord God of Israel, there's no God like thee in the heavens. There's no God like thee in the earth. O Lord God of Israel, that keepeth covenant and showeth mercy unto thy servants who walk before thee with all of their hearts. Here's John.
O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heavens. There is no God like thee in the earth. O Lord God of Israel. O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heavens. There is no God like thee in the earth. O Lord God of Israel, that
the privilege of listening to that beautiful voice for 23 years. And I hope you don't mind if I just go back and reflect just a little bit about Our first date was March the 17th of 1967, a decade of upheaval in the United States. The Vietnam War, the flower children, oh, it's just, and assassinations, and oh, my goodness, really a very challenging time. And he wrote a song about me that weekend, and I had gone with the group down to San Diego. We had a trio to sing for the college. Monday, I came to chapel. We had chapel because this was a Nazarene college. We had chapel, and Vic, who was my seat partner, we did it alphabetically, the 1,200 to 1,300 students that went to that school. We were alphabetical with our seating. So I went to sit down in the seat, and lo and behold, it was John Wells. I said, "What are you doing here?" And he said, "Well, I just enjoyed our time so much Saturday, and I thought you wouldn't mind if I sit with you through chapel." So he sat there for the next 2 months, and then we got married, which, oh, Barbara, you got married? That's so quick. Yes, I know. I know. It was a time, like I said, it was a time of upheaval. And when you're young and sometimes dumb, you do those things. But, oh, I'm so grateful. God led us both. The time of engagement is not so important as the hearts being knit together. And in the Spirit, our hearts were knit together. And we sang from that time on, clear through till his death. And I'm so grateful. I am absolutely so grateful that for that wonderful man. And I have two daughters that I love so very much. Last weekend, Dana came. And every time they come through the door, there's that's a reminder of John. Again, they look so much like their father. And I'm so grateful. They're tall. And I'm grateful for that, too. Oh, praise the Lord. Well, I didn't get nearly through what I'm going to talk about, but I have tomorrow. I miss Kimberly. Pray for her and Matthew as they begin to get ready to come back on the 23rd. Of March. God bless you and keep you, and may his smile be gracious and loving towards you. May you see his smile as gracious and loving towards you. In Jesus' name, take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-866-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.